everybody. This is Lindsey Nelson at the Polo Grounds in New York, welcoming you to another New York Mets doubleheader brought to you by Rheingold Extra Dry and Viceroy Cigarettes. This afternoon, the Mets meet the Houston Colt 45 here at the Polo Grounds. Ralph Kiner, Bob Murphy, and I are on hand to bring you every bit of the action. The conference continues at home plate between the umpires and managers, warming up right now for the Houston Colt 45s as the veteran right-hander Skinny Brown. Warming up for the New York Mets is Galen Sisko. The Colt 45s will start a lineup of left fielder Al Spangler leading off. The veteran Johnny Temple at second base batting second. Peter Reynolds at first batting third. And right fielder Rusty Straw batting fourth. Bob Aspromonte playing third base and batting fifth. Rookie Jim Wynn playing shortstop and batting sixth. Howie Goss is in center field batting seventh. John Bateman is the catcher batting eighth. And Skinny Brown is the pitcher batting ninth. Now the starting lineup in batting order for the New York Mets. Leading off and playing second base is Juan Hunt. Batting second and playing third base, Jim Hickman. Duke Snyder is in right field batting third. Jesse Gonder again behind the plate and batting fourth. Frank Thomas is in left field batting fifth. Tim Harkness at first base batting sixth. Joe Hicks is in center field batting seventh. Larry Burright at shortstop batting eighth. Galen Sisko, the pitcher, is batting ninth as the New York Mets takes the field here at the Polo Grounds in New York. As you probably know, we had showers all around and in the metropolitan area this morning, and we had a fairly hard rain here at the Polo Grounds. However, the infield was covered and is in excellent condition. Al Spangler, left-hand batter, is coming up to lead off for the Colt 45. He has an average of 269, one home run and 16 runs batted in. Jim Hickman is on the edge of the grass at third, and here's the first pitch of the game, low for ball one. The Colt 45 is opening up a four-game series with this doubleheader today. Single game tomorrow night and a single game on Tuesday afternoon. Sisko's pitch swung on and does it deep to right. Going up the upper deck, and it's gone for a home run for Spangler. Spangler hits the second pitch of the ball game into the upper deck and right. It is his second home run of this season, and the Colt 45s are out in front by a score of 1-0. That brings up Johnny Temple, the veteran performer and second baseman for the Colt 45, hitting .266 this year with 12 runs batted in. Breaking ball is in there for a called strike. Again, Sisko deals, and it's outside for a ball. Jesse Gonder behind the plate today for the Mets. Didn't play yesterday when he complained of a slight back sprain, but apparently he's feeling okay today. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, it's low. It's 2-1. Swing and a ground ball is short. Taken and dropped by Burright. Chases it over. Can't find the handle, and on at first is Johnny Temple. Hits that one at Burright, and it scored as an error. Tried to take it on a short hop, but couldn't get control of the ball. With nobody out, former American League batting champion Pete Reynolds is coming up playing first base today. He has a season's average for the Colts of 211 with 11 runs batted in. He's a left-hand batter. Sisko checks the runner, and here's the pitch one lined into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas over, up with it, plays it back in. Holding it second is Johnny Temple. That is a patented Pete Reynolds blow to the opposite field, and that's going to bring up Rusty Straw. Rusty Straw playing right field today. He is the New Orleans rookie who has a batting average of 209 right now, three home runs and 26 runs batted in. Left-hander Don Rowe is up and throwing in the bullpen now for the New York Mets. The Colts leading by a score of 1-0. Sisko checking. Here's the pitch to Staub, and it's a little tight for a ball. On deck is Bob Aspromonte. Let's Frisco checks the runners, and the pitch breaks low and inside for ball. It's 2-0. Runners first and second, nobody out. Houston won, the Mets nothing. And now the 2-0 pitch is inside for ball. Out to 3-0. Now the 3-0 pitch to Staub. It's fired in for a call strike. He was taking all the way. That's just a crowd reaction. Game, of course, got underway on time. There was no delay because of the shower this morning. Galen Cisco with the 3-1 pitch, and it misses low. He walked him, and Rusty Staub goes to first. The bases are loaded. Bob Aspromonte is coming up, a Brooklyn boy. He is batting 199 with three home runs and 19 runs batted in. For the Colt 45s in the top half of the first inning. Cisco works straight away, and the pitch is high for a ball. The New York Mets leave the infield at double plays up here in the first inning. Aspromonte has the bat cocked. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Gonder, keeps it out in front of him, so there is no at-bat. That was a breaking ball down in the dirt, and Gonder blocked it, keep it out there in front so there could be no at-bat. 2-0, the count. Ron Hunt has come into the mound, now goes back to his position at second. Third, Runnels at second, Staub at first. The 2-0 pitch is high for ball three. It's gone out three balls and no strikes with the bases loaded. On deck is rookie shortstop Jim Wynn. Galen Cisco in trouble early here in this ball game in the top half of the first inning. Still has not retired a man. And he walked him, and that will force in a run. That pitch was high and tight. And Casey Stengel is on his way to the mound as Johnny Temple comes across the plate. Still nobody out. Houston leading 2-0. Bases still loaded. Aspromonte gets a run batted in for going to walk with the bases loaded. Casey Stengel looking down toward the bullpen, and he's going to bring Don Rowe in. Don Rowe now starts in. So Galen Cisco has failed to retire a batter as he has faced five of them here in the first inning. Up to now, he has been charged with two runs. He is responsible for the three men he is leaving on base. He has allowed two hits. He has struck out none, and he has walked two. As Don Rowe comes on. This, of course, is an afternoon for a lot of baseball in the major leagues. And to tell you what's on tap, here's Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Lindsay, the second place San Francisco Giants are playing at Pittsburgh, scheduled at Pittsburgh, but that doubleheader has been postponed because of rain. And don't forget, San Francisco will be in here at the Polo Grounds for night games on Wednesday night and Thursday night. The Giants at the Polo Grounds Wednesday night and Thursday night. Los Angeles at Philadelphia, the score 3-1 in favor of the Los Angeles Dodgers after four innings. Johnny Padres going for his win against Cal McGlish. That is the first of two. One home run in that ball game by Johnny Callison. And in the National League, Chicago's at St. Louis. They're out in the top of the first. St. Louis now batting. Glenn Hobby going for the Cubs against Ray Sadecki for the St. Louis Cardinals. That is the first of two. Also, doubleheader at Cincinnati. Milwaukee playing there. The scheduled starting pitchers are Bob Shaw against John Zadoras. In the American League, New York at Kansas City for two. That game not yet underway. Detroit at Washington, a doubleheader postponed right there. So rain all around the country. Baltimore is scheduled at Chicago for a doubleheader. Cleveland, a doubleheader at Minnesota. They're out in the top of the first inning with no runs. Minnesota now coming to bat. Pete Ramos going for the Indians against Jim Cott for the Twins. Also in the American League, Boston at Los Angeles, and that game is not yet underway, and there's a doubleheader out there, too. So plenty of baseball coming your way. Also plenty of baseball right here at the Polo Grounds. We're in the first inning, and we have two games to come off right here, and here once again is Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph Kiner, it has begun to rain slightly here at the Polo Grounds, and the umbrellas have begun to spring up in the box seat areas of the lower deck. Don Rowe has completed his warm-up tosses. Right-hand batter Jim Wynn is coming up. Wynn has an average of 333. He's been up only 12 times and has four hits. He has one run batted in. He was a draft selection last winter by Houston off the Cincinnati roster. Here is a pitch high for ball. Jim Wynn playing shortstop these days for the Colt 45. Bases loaded, nobody out. Pitch to the right-hand batter. He's in there for a called strike. It's one and one. Pete Reynolds is at third. Staub at second. Astimani at first. Here's a swing and a looper in the left field. It's going to be a long run, and nobody can get it. It falls in as Hicks fields it, throws in. One run has scored. The bases still are loaded. Pete Reynolds had to hold up until he could see whether that one would drop in or whether it would be caught. So it is a single for Jim Wynn and a run batted in, and the Houston Colt 45 are out in front by a score of 3-0. A looping single into left center field for Jim Wynn that brought Pete Reynolds in from third. Staub moved to third. Astromani at second. Wynn is on at first. That run, of course, charged against Galen Sisco. Swing and a miss for strike one. Howie Goss is at the plate, batting 215, 9 home runs, 33 runs batted in. There's a pitch low for a ball. Grover Paul is throwing in the bullpen. Now Jay Hook is throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. And here is a swing and a miss. It's two strike count, one and two. Still nobody out for the Houston Colt 45. Swinging a foul ball just off the end of the bat of Howie Goss. He came to the Colt 45 from the Pittsburgh Pirates during spring training this year. Getting his sign from Jesse Gunder. Working straight away. Here's a swing and a high pop to short right. Hunt is back there. Infield fly has been called. And Hunt makes the catch. No advance. One away. That'll bring up Johnny Bateman. Bateman is batting 193 with five home runs and 23 runs batted in. Mets leave the infield at double play depth as the Colt 45 lead 3-0. Here's a swing and a drive to left center. Thomas racing over. Dodge can't get it. It goes by him. One run has scored. Two runs scoring. Wynn is coming around third. Three runs have scored. On the way to third is Johnny Bateman. He pulls up with a triple and three runs batted in. And the Colt 45s lead by a score of 6-0 in the first inning. Good as a triple as Frank Thomas elected to try to go for the diving catch of the sinking line drive, and when he did not make it, the ball rolled all the way out to the bullpen area. Three runs batted in. So with one man out, pitcher Skinny Brown is up, a runner at third, and still one man out. That's in there for a called strike. Here's a swing and a fly ball to right, going deep, way back, and this one is off the base of the wall in fair territory. Snyder picks it up, plays it in. The run scores from third. It is a single to right, and the run batted in for Ginny Brown as Bateman crossed the plate. Jay Hook throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets as Al Spangler comes up for his second time. He hit the second pitch of this ballgame for a home run in leading off. It is 7-0 now. The Colt 45 is leading. Five of the runs charged against Galen Sisco and two of them charged against Don Rowe. Pitch is inside to the left-hand batter Spangler. Kenny Brown with the jacket on at first base. Again, checks his runner, and here's the pitch swung on. Has a foul ball back at third. Jim Hickman has it lined up, waiting, and makes the catch. Two away. Johnny Temple coming up for his second time. He was on the error by shortstop Larry Burright, and he was the second man up in this ball game. Again, checks and deals, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. This pitch is low. It's blocked by Gonda. Rolls up the first baseline. No advance by pitcher Skinny Brown. In the bullpen, a ball has eluded Choo Choo Coleman, and he goes out into center field to retrieve it. Runs it back to the bullpen now. A count of 1-1 to Temple at the plate. And the pitch is low and inside for a ball. It's 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and still deep to left. Thomas going back, way back, and makes the catch going away for the out. Mike Thomas hauled it down. So in the top half of the first inning. 45's got seven runs on five hits, one mid arrow, one cold left, and at the end of a half inning of play, it is Houston 7, the Mets nothing. We're going now to the bottom half of the first inning. The Mets trailing by seven runs send up Ron Hunt, the second baseman, to face Skinny Brown. Brown has won two games and lost four so far this year. 38 years of age. He is 6'1", 185 pounder from Greensboro, North Carolina. He has no record against the Mets. His lifetime record, 79 wins and 70 losses. No wind-up delivery. And the pitch is in there for a call strike to Hunt. Ron Hunt is batting 257 with five home runs and 20 runs batted in. Swinging a foul ball back to the right and out of play. Two strike count to Hunt with Jim Hickman on deck. Ron Hunt in spring training was used as a leadoff man a great deal. Early in the year, he was used either in the leadoff spot or batting number two, and then he was pushed down to number three. He has been batting number five of late, and he's back up there in the leadoff spot today. Pitch is outside. 1-2. The veteran Hal Brown uses a slow, easy delivery. Paul Richards had him on his pitching staff in Chicago and Baltimore. Uses a knuckler. Here's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. And he's been using him, the coach has been using Brown for spot performances this year as a starter. Ron Hunt in and waiting. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Swung on a ground ball to third. Astromonte bobbles it off his chest, picks it up, throws on, and in time. He got him at first base. Was off the chest of Astromonte, but he scrambled for it, recovered in time to throw on and get Ron Hunt. So Jim Hickman's coming up. He's batting 221. Eight home runs and 31 runs batted in. Duke Snyder moving out to the on-deck circle for the Mets. Pitches in there for a called strike. light mist falling at the Polo Ground. Blowing away for ball hit, 1-1. It's a foul ball back at third. Given a run by Asamoney, he's at the barrier, and this one goes into the stands about a half a dozen rows deep. Count of one ball and two strikes to Jim Hickman. Starting the day's play in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers on top. Here's a pitch that is in there for a call strike. He caught him looking. So it is strikeout number one for Hal Brown. Two men out, and Duke Snider coming up. Duke is batting 236 with 12 home runs and 28 runs batted in. In the National League race, the Dodgers on top, the Giants in second place, 6 games back, and the Chicago Cubs 6.5 back, the St. Louis Cardinals 6.5 back. That pitch is low for ball. National League yesterday, Dodgers defeated the Mets 11-2. The Phillies beat the Giants 4-3. Pittsburgh shut out Houston 3-0. It's the Snider swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Yesterday, the Milwaukee Braves beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-5, and Chicago at Cincinnati postponed because of rain. The 1-1 pitch to Snider is outside for a ball. In the American League yesterday, the Angels beat the Yankees 3-1. The Minnesota Twins beat Boston 6-4. Kansas City and Cleveland split a doubleheader. Kansas City won the first one 6-5. Cleveland won the second one 7-4. An early win, credited with his 300th victory. Here's a swing and a foul ball back at third. Asamoney gives it a run. It's curving on over into the stands and out of play. So, despite the fact that he left the ballgame after 5 innings of play yesterday, early win, finally managed to notch that 300th victory in the second game of the doubleheader, beating Kansas City 7-4.
Lindsay had 8 tries to win that 300th, and he really struggled and finally got there. It's sure nice to see him make it, because I know it's been a real ambition of his right from the last year.
It certainly has. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on, it's a ground ball, full foul. Back at first, fielded by Runnels. And in spring training, of course, early win didn't know whether he'd ever get another shot at trying to win the 300th, because he didn't know whether he'd be picked up by any major league club. But the Cleveland Indians did pick him up, and now he has become a 300-game winner.
He's pitched fine ball for them, too, even though he hadn't won that 300th game. He had pitched good ball all the way along.
Right. Here's a pitch high and away. It's 3-2. Washington Senators beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-3 yesterday. The first win for Gil Hodges Senators over the Orioles this year. Detroit at Chicago in the American League rained out yesterday. Here's a payoff pitch to Snider, and he walked in. Snider goes down to first to become the first third base runner, and that will bring up Jesse Gonder as soon as he has rid himself of the shin guard. Gonder has an average of 340. He has 5 home runs and 8 runs batted in. When Gonder hit 2 home runs here the other night, we told you it was the first time this year that any Met had hit 2, but that wasn't true, because Duke Snider hit 2 home runs on Willie Mays' night here. There's a big banner now flung out over the upper deck. Says up yonder with Gonder. The pitch swung on and fouled back into the press box and out of play. It's strike one to Gonder with Frank Thomas waiting on deck. Another big banner says, let's go, Gonder, hit one yonder. Here's a pitch high, 1-1. There was a big banner unfurled when we walked in an hour or so ago from the lower deck that said, to heck with the Mets, we love Bob Murphy. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung out and fouled off right down into the dirt. 1-2.
Strange thing about that banner, I saw Bob's kids holding that banner up.
I wonder who they were. We're in the bottom half of the
first inning here, and the Colt 45s lead the Mets by a score of 7-0. Gonda fouled that one right off his ankle, so he's exercising it a little bit. Snyder takes his lead at first base, and here is the 1-2 pitch. It's outside for ball, 2-2. Gonda's been up 47 times this year and has 16 base hits. It's a full count now with two men out and a runner at first. Sally Hemus coaching at first for the Mets, and Cookie Lavagetta around at third. Kenny Brown up and set. Snyder leads, and the playoff pitch. Come on, that's a ground ball to first. Taken on a big hop by Pete Ronald. He waves Brown off and makes the play unassisted. So in the bottom of the first, the Mets got no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left. At the end of an inning, first game of a doubleheader, it's the Colt 45-7, the Mets nothing. Tomorrow night, the Mets and the Colt 45s will meet in a single game here. Now, that game is not on the scheduled credit before the start of the season or at the start of the season, because this is a makeup game. Roger Craig will be the pitcher for the New York Mets in that ball game tomorrow night, and Ken Johnson will be the pitcher for the Houston Colt 45. This is a makeup of a game that was rained out here on the night of May 1st. Persons holding tickets for the May 1st game may exchange them for tomorrow night's game or for any subsequent game. The tickets must be exchanged. The original tickets are not good for a Monday night game. And then on Tuesday afternoon, a regularly scheduled singleton between the Mets and the Houston Colt 45. Lights have been turned on here at the Polo Grounds now as we go to the second inning. The Colts sent 11 men up in the top of the first. So it is Pete Runnels coming up now. He's singled to left. His first time up here today. Don Rowe is the pitcher. Getting a sign from Jesse Gonder, and here's a pitch to the left-hand batter. Swung on and fouled off to the right side. Gonder gives it a run, so does Harkness, and Gonder can't get it. He tried to one-hand it, didn't get it, and as he comes back to his position, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady 810 on your dial, where the time is 2:31 by the WGY clock.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Grounds in New York. It is a strike one count. Casey Stengel, when he went out to the mound to bring in Don Rowe, instructed Cisco to go down to the bullpen and continue throwing. So Cisco is down there just for a workout in the bullpen right now. Here is a pitch in there for a called strike two. Rowe's pitch swung on and fouled off. Runnels just trying to get the bat on the ball that time, a short swing. Houston 7, the Mets nothing. Here's a pitch high. It's 1-2. Down Rowe getting a sign from Gonder. There's a swing and a foul ball to the left side, out of play, going into the stand. Just been announced here in the press area that the 7 runs scored by the Colts in the first inning is their biggest inning of this year. Here's a swing and a fly ball to center. Joe Hicks goes after it and makes the catch.
We will be back on side two to continue the game.
One away. Rusty Staub is coming up. Been up one time and he walked. Early in the season, Rusty Staub was being compared a great deal to the Mets' Ed Cranepool. Both started with fat batting averages. Here is a pitch that's in there for a call strike. The Mets have sent Cranepool to Buffalo for a little seasoning where he can play every day, and he opened up with 4-for-5, including a home run in his first game with Buffalo. Here's
Here's a swing at a foul ball into the upper deck and out of play. And Rusty Stubbs, batting average for the season right now, is at 209. He continues to bat cleanup for the Colt 45. Here's a foul ball back at first. Two strike count to the youngster. Protective helmet, you could hear it pop, and he is stretched out on the ground. He was trying to duck underneath and caught it in the protective helmet. As you could hear that, the helmet flew off, and now he is on the ground, hit right on top of the head or the back of the head as he was trying to duck underneath. So he is getting attention now from the Houston trainer. Manager Harry Kraft is out there. The coaches have come down. Ball players are around him. Jim Ewell is the Colt 45 trainer now. He is stretched out in a supine position, and now trainer Gus March of the New York Mets is going out to see if he can lend a hand. He's up now and moving around. Rusty Staub with the crew cut red hair is up now as the Mets had started a stretcher out from their dugout, but he's up now just feeling his head, and there's a case where that protective helmet, Ralph Kiner, came in very handy.
No doubt about that, Lindsay. It's a fine thing for baseball. Fiberglass helmet, and it certainly does take most of the shock when you are hit. And of course, it doesn't crack too often, and that's the main thing. It holds its shape, and Staub is evidently all right. He's going to stay in the game. He's going on down to first base.
Rusty Staub is running down to first base now, hit by a pitch ball. That'll bring up Bob Aspromonte. Umpire Tony Vinson working behind the plate has asked for a towel to be brought out so that he can wipe off home plate with a towel. A whisk broom is not of much help in trying to get mud off the plate. Aspromonte steps in. He's been up one time and walked with the bases loaded to drive in a run. So he had to ask Tony Vinson to put a ball in play. Staub leads, and the pitch is high and away for a ball. Houston leading by a score of 7-0 here in the top half of the second inning. Swing and a foul ball. Left side not a play. That'll bring Staub back. There's one man out. Lum Harris, the coach at third, retrieves that ball and throws it out of play. It's still raining slightly at the Polo Ground. Foul ball, this one's out of play. There are a lot of fans in the box seat area of the lower deck who have simply raised their umbrellas and they're sitting there in comfort. It's swinging a ground ball to third. Jim Hickman up with it, goes to second, and he gets stopped. There's no relay. Aspromonte becomes the base runner at first as Rusty Staub is forced from Hickman to Hutch. Two away, and rookie shortstop Jim Wynn's coming up. Went up one time, single to center. Here's a swing and a high pop toward first, chased over by Harkness into foul territory, and now chases it back, still in foul territory, makes the catch. So in the top of the second, Don Rowe gets the Colt 45s out with no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's Houston 7 and the Mets nothing. In the bottom of the second, the Mets send up Frank Thomas to face Kenny Brown. Frank is batting 242 with 7 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Pitch is inside for a ball. Frank squares around to bluff the bunt. Bob Aspromonte playing a deep third base. That's a call strike as Thomas run the hand down the bat again and bluff the bunt, but took it for a call strike.
Magnus 1 and 2. Tim Harkness is on deck for the Mets. This pitch misses outside.
2 and 2.
Two pitch swung on it. It's a ground ball to short. Jim Wynn is up with it. Lays it on low, but out at first base. Pete Reynolds dug it up on the short hop at first. Thomas has grounded out. One away, and Tim Harkness is coming up. Harkness batting 203 with 7 home runs and 28 runs batted in. For a call strike. The Houston Go 45s have been the rainmakers for the New York Mets. Last year, these two teams lost two games because of rain. He tried to check the swing, took it around for a strike. It's strike two now to Harkness. And of course, when the Colt 45s were in here earlier this year, a game was rained out. It'll be made up tomorrow night. Pitch is low. 1 and 2 to Harkness. The 1-2 offering is high and away. It's 2 and 2. Starting play today in the National League. Tommy Davis leading the batting race. Tommy Davis of the Dodgers hitting 330. Ron Santo of the Cubs hitting 319. Dick Grote of the Cardinals hitting 317. Here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Second strikeout for Hal Brown. Two away, nobody on base. You know, baseball and Rheingold make a great team, so pour a tall, cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry and settle back for more of this ball game. Joe Hicks coming up for his first time in the game. Joe recently purchased from Buffalo. Still looking for his first hit for the New York Mets. He's been up only four times previously. And it's on away for ball one. He's a left-hand batter, wearing number 22. Swing and a miss. It's 1 and 1. Have made a number of personnel changes recently, bringing up Joe Christopher and Joe Hicks from Buffalo. Here's a swing and a fly ball to center field, and slipping down is Howie Goss, and the ball goes on over his head. Backhanded by Rusty Staub, Hicks is at second base holding up with a double. At center fielder Howie Goss, starting over, slipped down on the wet turf of the outfield. It goes as a double. That is the first hit for the Mets off Skinny Brown. It is the first hit for Joe Hicks as a New York Met, an extra base hit. Larry Burright is coming up. He was recently brought back to the Mets from Buffalo. Two men out, a runner at second. Burright batting 192 for the season. Three runs batted in. Cloudy, rainy afternoon, 7 runs behind. You can hear the Mets fans starting the Let's Go Mets chant. Somebody brought the bass drum today. Pitch to the right-hand batter is high for ball one. Burright up for his first time in this game. Don Rowe is swinging a bat on deck. Pitch is high for ball. It's 2-0. The umpire's on the bases this afternoon wearing shirt sleeves. It's 2-0 pitch, and it's high for ball. Goes out to 3-0.
trying to smooth out the dirt a little where he's been striding on the mound. Joe Hicks leads at second. 3-0 pitch is high, and he walked it. That's the second walk given up by Hal Brown. He walked Snyder in the first inning. First and second, two men out on pitcher Don Rowe at the plate. He's a left-hand batter. He's been up 10 times this year and has two hits. Pitch is in there for a call strike to Don Rowe. Houston leading by a score of 7-0 with the Mets batting in the bottom of the second. First game of a scheduled doubleheader here at the Polo Grounds in New York. Retired in the bottom of the second. The Mets got no runs on one hit. No errors and two left. And at the end of two innings, it's the Colt 45-7 and the Mets nothing. The Colt 45s with a seven-run first inning are leading here by a score of 7-0 as they come up in the third inning. And coming in here is Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Lindsey. Hi there, everybody. Score 7-0. The Colt 45s with seven big ones in the first inning. Starting pitcher for the Mets knocked out of the box, Galen Sisco. Now in the game, it's Don Rowe, and he'll be working to Howie Goss, the center fielder. And the first pitch, a slider on the outside corner, looked at for strike one. Goss batting 214. He popped to second base in the first inning. Now the pitch back to the right-hand batter, a swing and a miss at a low fastball for strike two. For the Mets, behind home plate, Jesse Gunder. At first base, Tim Harkness. At second, Ron Hunt. At short, Larry Burright. At third base, Jim Hickman. Now Rowe back to work, and a curveball is over. Strike three called. So Don Rowe picks up his first strikeout. Wait a minute now. Thought it was strike three. Evidently, the sign given by Donatelli was not a strike in the prior pitch. And there is a strike, and there is strike three called. I don't know what happened out there before. They had given the strike sign, but evidently he had not called it a strike on a prior pitch. But anyway, he struck out, and that's the first strikeout.
I'll tell you one thing, Ralph. It came as a surprise to Howie Goss because he was on his way to the dugout.
That's right. They called him back up there, so he had another shot at it. But Don Rowe got him. First strikeout for Don. One out. The batter is John Bateman. And Bateman takes a strike at the knees for strike one. Bateman tripled to left center field his first time up and drove in three runs. He's batting 197. He has now 26 RBIs. There's a pitch low, ball one, strike one. Now the pitch back in the dirt, ball two. The Los Angeles Dodger doubleheader postponed because of rain, but the Dodgers won the game. They had played six innings and they defeated Philadelphia 3-2. The winning pitcher, Johnny Padres, and the Dodgers now, with the help of the rain, seven in a row. They have won 12 of their last 13. Here's a pitch back, a strike call. Two balls, two strikes. After six innings, the Dodger doubleheader postponed, but the Dodgers won the first game. There's a pitch low, ball three. Three balls and two strikes to John Bateman. Now the left-hander looking for the sign. Takes it, comes back to the plate, and there's a hard ground ball down the short. Picked up by Burright. The throw across in time for out number two. Two men out, and Hal Brown will come to bat. Brown singles to right field off the bottom of the wall his first time up, and he also drove in a run. Colts with seven runs in the first inning, their biggest inning so far this year, and they lead the ball game 7-0. Brown, a right-hand batter, batting 111, and he takes the strike. Pitch back is fouled right over the top of the radio booth, and out of play for strike two. Lindsey Nelson all set to make the play, but went right over the top of his head. Now Rowe working quickly, again comes back to the plate, and again a foul ball, this time over the top of the press box, and the count holds it 0-2. Two strike count, and the pitch to Brown is fouled in the dirt this time. Ball looked at by Tony Vinzon and thrown out. New ball put in play. Here is Rowe again back, and this time he misses low. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two men out. Rowe back again inside. So the count rounds at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two men out. Colts lead 7-0. Top of the third inning. Here's the pitch, and there's a little pop fly back at second base. Moving back is Ron Hunt. He makes the catch. That retires the side. So for the first time in the game, the Mets take the Colts in order. 1, 2, 3 in the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The Colts 40. 40-